Hi, I'm Albie Manzo, and I am the host of an advice podcast called Dear Albie with my brother Chris.
I'm Chris Manzo. My brother hosts an advice show called Dear Albie. Dear Albie!
I knew having you on the ad was going to be a bad idea. Listen to Dear Albie on the iHeart app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, all you cats and kittens. Adam Ray here. Hope you're having a great week or weekend or fucking whenever you're listening to this. But I'm on the road, baby. This Friday, Saturday, Sunday, I'm with Sal Vulcano. Take that back. Thursday, Friday, Saturday in Portland, Seattle, and Vancouver. We're doing the Arlene Schnitzer Hall in Portland, Paramount in Seattle, and the Vogue Theater in Vancouver with Sal Vulcano from the Impractical Jokers and the Hey Babe podcast. Tickets at salvulcanocomedy.com. Right after that, I'll be in La Jolla, California in San Diego, baby, July 29th, 30th, and 31st at the Comedy Store in La Jolla. Come out and see me. Tickets at adamraycomedy.com. And grab your tickets while you're there for my shows in Boston at Laugh Boston, August 5th and 6th at Laugh Boston. Holy shit. Come fucking pack your cat and have it yet. And get some laughs on at Laugh Boston, August 5th and 6th. August 7th, I'll be in Portsmouth, New Hampshire. That's what she said. August 7th for two shows at the Music Hall. Tickets at adamraycomedy.com. And then August 12th and 13th, Laughs Comedy Club, Seattle, Washington. Hometown shows. Come out and see me. A lot of surprises packed for that one. Of course, my specials on YouTube, live in San Francisco and live at Madison, are on my YouTube channel. Go check those out. Adam Ray Comedy on Instagram and Twitter and TikTok. Hit me up there. Merch, adamraycomedy.com. Young Rock Season 3 coming back in November. A lot more fun shit coming out, so get ready. Follow me, subscribe, rate the pod. And also, this episode, a very special one. Two great comedians, Dom Irrera and Eleanor Kerrigan. A couple of beasts, a couple of legends. We talk shop, we giggle, we get serious. It's everything you want in a pod, so enjoy the fuck out of this one and enjoy yourself. Let's do it, baby.
Hey, it's Herbert. Mm-hmm. And you're listening to the About Last Night podcast, you slippery little son of a bitch.
Back in the show here with Eleanor Kerrigan, Dom Irrera.
Woohoo!
Thanks for being here.
Thank you for having us.
You guys
Thank
look great. I think you guys look hot.
Dom's hot.
I feel hot. I have no panties on.
Yeah. You changed. You wore panties before COVID.
Yeah, those were the days, huh? bunch of straight guys hanging around.
Dom, we were talking about your favorite song to make love to, and you said Kanye West. Anything by Kanye West.
But that one song is really funny.
I forget how it goes.
It was really funny. So you like it for the comedic effect?
No, it turns me on too. These kids, I was in at the Improv in Florida, and I wanted that song, and two black kids. And after the song, they go, "How do you know that song?" I go, "We live on the same planet. It's possible I listened to it." You know.
Eleanor, do you have a favorite
tune? Lovemaking song? Pour Some Sugar on Me.
Sure.
I like it. Def Leppard. A little Def Leppard.
Turn things up a notch.
Pour some sugar.
It's Easy Rider. That's not Eleanor anymore.
Oh my God. I forgot I'm wearing my Wow Women of Wrestling shirt.
Yes.
I was thinking we were doing his podcast.
Yeah.
And it doesn't have, he doesn't film it.
Gotcha.
So Dom, it's an old phonograph. You got to.
But Dom, do you even think about your first time on camera? And I'm not talking like the softcore porn days. I'm talking like TV that people, went out of their way to watch. Your first day on set. Do you remember that out here?
It wasn't here, right?
It was New York.
Mm-hmm.
What was it?
New York was, I was an extra in Raging Bull. You may recognize me. I mean, I started out like that and it exploded, man.
Yeah. What did you have any lines, or did you try to force your way into some scenes?
No, all I did was hide. I lived a block away from where they were shooting the fight scenes.
Yeah.
And I just go, if you act assertive, people respond to that.
Of course.
I go, "Hey guys, how you doing, huh?" I just walk past them, go to sleep for 3 hours, come in and sign sign the thing. Shut up, rape.
Yeah.
Shut up. Two rapes. A hard pull.
Move it over just a little bit more, yeah.
Yeah, so I think the lighting's going to be not great with the hat.
Oh, really?
On
okay.
Just because the lighting.
Just tilt your hat up a little bit. There we go.
It's an Eagles hat.
Yeah, there we go. No, that's better.
So he's front and center.
Yeah. Show pride. Yeah, you can. Did you get to meet De Niro?
There, I have met him several times.
Oh, really?
There.
Did they make you wear like a wife beater and some slacks at the pool, okay. Which is my Oscar favorite thing that they would do in Raging Bull?
That was great. That's where he met
Why did they always have slacks?
By the way, his wife.
Still, you want me to move it? Because it's just the leg is in a little bit.
No, that looks good, right?
Okay.
Yeah.
As long as you don't mind the leg.
As long as this isn't blocking him, no, that's fine.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, Adam's legs. Your legs are.
Okay, great. My legs are what?
Your legs are insured, correct? You're like Tina Turner?
I wish.
Are they not allowed on camera?
Yeah, I've got bird legs. I've just, my dad passed them down to me. Your folks pass anything great down to you, Dom?
Bills. Bills that are fucking, they're burial. Here's we'll give you one last stick.
He had a shovel. Yeah. Dig the ditch.
Wait, where'd you meet De Niro the first time?
I think it was a party, one of those big deal parties.
Yeah, some big Hollywood.
Jack Nicholson.
Hollywood party.
Jack Nicholson was always at those things.
Holy shit.
That's great.
I got to bridge kind of both generations.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I'm fucked up.
We're all in pills.
I was like an animal. I've been caged in. Can I go yet? Did I
pass the test? Can I get outside?
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Is it time for air?
I got a good drop, name dropper thing. Sean Penn, I've known him for a long time.
Oh my God,
it's loaded. He was. Can you come to Cleveland? Can you come to? I was in Cleveland. Can you come to New York? I'll fly in. I said, yeah. What's up? He said, I want you to do this reading for me. I go in the reading. It's De Niro, Chaz Palminteri, Renee Zellweger. It's fucking unbelievable. I'm like, how did I get here? What am I? Is this like a dream?
Yeah.
And De Niro was very serious. It was a comedy, but he wasn't like fun or anything. Chaz, he's fun.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, some serious actors just Chaz can't turn the funny button on. But Chaz is pretty goofy.
Yeah, yeah. You know, yeah. He goes, you think I'll pass, you think they'll like Bronx Tale? Think they'll like, in London? Will they understand it? See, I don't know. They kind of got the same language going for us.
Okay, so that you guys met in Philly or L.A.?
L.A.
Whoa. Is the Philly bond when you meet someone out here just like...
Strong.
You can tell right away? I mean, is there like a code word? Is there like a... You just...
They might have an Eagles cap on.
Yeah, you scream cheesesteak from like the top of a mountain. You know the way like Brad connects with other little people, right? Just blows a whistle. Like, do you have a thing that like,
and
you
they
know...
they all jump out of a car. That's uncomfortable for Brad.
Or get shot out of a can. He's a Cirque du Soleil show right now. I just saw him in.
That's amazing. I gotta go see that.
He's not getting shot out of something though. That's the everyone that goes...
It's a missed opportunity.
It is. He just comes out and does jokes. I'm like, dude, if there's a cannon somewhere...
He's really good.
He's great.
So funny.
A beast.
That's so hard. Like, you're lifting yourself all the time and all. You know what I mean? He likes to... he climbs up a chair.
Have you ever seen him put his luggage in the overhead compartment on a plane? I'll send you a link.
He's got to have help.
I don't know if your Pornhub password has run out, but I will send you a link.
He doesn't do it.
So people ask him for help, and he goes, back away. I got this. And then he's like, and also sit down for the show. So he hurls his bag. He stands up on the seat, throws his bag up, always gets it like into the spot. I'm sure if there's times where he has to like do some maneuvering, he asks for help, but throws it up. I went to a Laker game with him once, and he had a drink in between or on the floor, and he picked it up with his feet and tossed it to himself. And I've been best friends with him for 10 years, and I'd go, hey, man, when were you going to tell me you could do that? And he was like, just keep hanging around me. Just more dwarf tricks are going to come out of the woodwork.
Post-nasal drip.
I mean, you just
what
use everything. We're just lazy.
Yeah.
Comparatively.
Speak totally. For yourself, young man.
Well, let me see you.
Did you see me hop into that elevator?
And I want you to shoot it in your hands.
For those watching us, I had to walk... Well, I had to walk like 12 steps, and I walked a half a mile for the elevator.
If we would have walked around, it would have been so much
Oh,
worse.
Yeah, I know. Fuck. I'm sorry.
That's okay. I wasn't paying attention.
Who invites people over to a place with steps?
Yeah, it really is inconsiderate. I'm sorry. Is that kind of a deal breaker for you now? If you get invited to a party?
Never come back here. I'll be like right now. It doesn't matter how it goes.
If there's no carpet out front with just easy access right into
Yeah. All right, we'll put something in for you. There is an elevator.
Yeah.
Yeah, we were on it. It was like from 1812.
Yeah. I saw the elevator and took the step like a dick. I was like,
not riding in that.
No.
All right. So Philly, you see each other. What happens? There's just like you guys meet. And is there one Philly type thing that
first
gets brought up?
I ever heard her say was, see, he's up my ass. You want to see his feet?
So, no, that's not how it goes. So somebody will say like, where's Dom? And I'll go, he's up my ass. You want to tickle his feet? Because that's
that was
just
her first joke.
Yeah.
That's how we say hi in Philly.
I think she stole it from dice man.
I wish.
Ooh, child.
And when I said it about him, he goes, I've never been up your ass. And I was like, oh my God.
Or have I?
Would you?
Let me see your ass one more time. Brings back some memories.
I think the first joke I heard you do, Dom, and I'm going to butcher it, but it was, it was the Stinky Stanky one.
Oh, that's great.
Stanky.
Which is a classic. But then it was one that was more subtle and like almost a throwaway about your dad, I think, cheating on you with other kids, picking up.
It was like one of the first jokes I ever wrote.
Was it really?
I was under five on All My Children. You know what under five is?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if you use those terms.
They still do
under
it.
Five lines.
I think they still do it.
Right?
Yeah.
I played a priest. We got the giggles so bad.
Podcasting.
My only lines were body of Christ, blood of Christ. So I just started getting more and more, like Peter Lorre, remember him?
Yeah.
Body of Christ, blood of Christ, body of Christ, blood of Christ. The other night we were talking about what Jesus said, like there wasn't on camera.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's my feet you're standing on, you know. Is it too late to get eggs? Jesus would say.
Yeah. Oh, they didn't ask you back, huh?
the apostles?
For all my children?
The Last Supper, he's talking.
That's where I got
The Last Supper, yeah, gotcha. I thought those were lines you were improvising.
It's not a script like you guys, you kids today.
You kids today get the whole script.
Yeah.
You know what's cool about this stand-up? I don't mean to break your...
Yeah, please.
Like, I was in New Zealand... This guy was telling me that his little brother is I'm his favorite comedian.
Wow.
I said, how old is he? He goes, I'm 14. I go, 14, and he lives in Perth, Australia. How the fuck does he know me? You know what I mean?
That is crazy. Well, he probably saw clips of yours, but you have also toured a lot down there, haven't you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But and like you said, we're on the same planet. Who don't know Dom Irrera?
Yeah, no shit. If you don't know Dom Irrera. Yeah.
Being Dom Irrera is very funny because I never know I could be at gate 12 signing autographs. And 13, I look like I'm bothering people. You know, so I get the real perspective of life, you know, what it's really like for everybody, you know.
Well, you get the respect of everybody. You're not only a comic, but you're just a goddamn legend. You've done everything. You're still
a
funny.
Legend.
You're still clicking and ticking. Oh, yeah.
Rodney Dangerfield's a legend.
Oh, you're right there, baby. Right there.
He hates that.
Really?
Yeah.
All right, you're
I don't know
you're
why.
A great guy.
That's it. Yeah, well, is a great guy. Yeah. All the work I've done.
A good fella. Yeah.
Thanks a lot, Adam. I watched her
out.
Come up the steps.
He takes
I was exhausted.
I came up the steps for you. Yeah. Wait. So you said that was the first joke you wrote about your dad picking up other kids from school and seeing other kids.
He never cheated on me. He never cheated. My mother used to cheat on me. Pick up other kids after school. Take them to the zoo.
Right now, driving over here, my dad and I were talking on the phone.
Yeah.
And my dad, he says all wild stuff. So. He said, I'm a Marine, you know, because he calls cell phones walkie-talkies.
Amazing.
And so Dom was going to say, he goes, I don't think me and your dad are close enough for me to say, my dad was a Marine too. Can I say it?
Yeah.
My dad was a Marine too, and he also cheated on my mom.
Oh, yep.
It's an icebreaker, huh?
Yeah.
Because my dad would get like, what? But when he met my mom... My mom goes, oh, we've been separated for 25 years. And Dom goes, I don't think he's coming back.
It doesn't look good. I got a bad feeling about it.
I got a bad feeling. She couldn't stop laughing.
Oh,
she
man.
Loved it. Like, fell in love with him from that moment.
Wait,
she's a piece of ass, her mother. You want to talk
primo? By the
primo?
Way, she'd be throwing herself around the room laughing.
Oh, yeah. What did my folks split, your folks split. Yeah. All of us.
Mm-hmm.
He left her with fucking 12 kids.
10 broken homes. Yeah.
What?
We should not start a podcast, Broken Homes.
Yeah.
He cheated on her?
Yeah. Yeah.
Match. Is that naturally?
How, yeah. I think that's how it always goes, right?
Happens.
I don't know
if
too many.
If the woman leaves, it's because she had a mental breakdown.
Right.
And she's probably just walking the streets barefoot, muttering something, you know?
Yeah.
Never a woman doesn't leave her kids. That's a weird.
Yeah.
That's a very small.
Yeah. How many, what percentage of comedians do you think come from?
At least half.
Split up folks.
More than half, I think. Well, they say you're either loved too much or not enough.
Mm.
But I don't ever feel like I wasn't loved enough, and I'm one of 10.
Yeah. Wow, that is crazy.
Yeah. So.
Also, I've always looked at it as like, all right, you're greedy if you want two parents. One's enough.
Yeah.
One good one is enough. One good one is enough.
Two good ones could put you in a hospital.
Right?
A good and a bad, two bad. You know, it just doesn't work. Split it up.
Are there any... you think Elon Musk had two parents together?
I don't know, but he's messing things up on the
Jesus,
end.
What did he do? He took back his buying Twitter?
Well, no, I mean that with his kids.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he's got multiple babies.
Oh, he's one of
baby
those
mamas. Yeah, yeah. He's dropping.
Dom, do you have kids out there you don't know about?
Yeah, Pagan Babies. Remember Pagan Babies? You know what that is? Tell me,
Pagan Babies?
Or Pagan Babies.
Yeah, we would put like a quarter, a dollar, whatever into the thing.
I don't know what a pagan baby
is. And these babies somewhere around the world get, you know, now they're older than me.
Well, they were like kind of orphan-y, like you were donating? Yeah. Oh, okay.
They were like pen pals.
Pagan babies.
But they can't read or write. Other than that, they're exactly the same.
You would just send them a quarter. Yeah. Hey, let's throw these quarters at the pagan babies.
Yeah, let's just put it in a wishing well.
They don't have it bad enough. Let's throw coins at them.
Let's be called a pagan baby.
Yeah.
At 40.
Not the nicest thing. You can be an orphan at 40, though, can't you?
Yeah, I guess technically. I can't speak today.
But
I'm so glad I got here, man. It got so fucking confusing between
I know.
You and
oh, I know.
Oh, the phone call an hour ago was amazing.
Oh, God. Also, your initial, when I told you I had to go to Vegas, you're like, how do you fucking not know you got to go to Vegas?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I forgot we got to go to Vegas.
I just.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to France tomorrow.
I told you.
Yeah, I had to go a day early, and
that's what I said. I said, probably had to go a day early, so you were going to drive in day of, and then...
I think I phrased it as if I forgot that I had to go to Vegas. Do you like Vegas? I know you play
it
a lot.
It.
Yeah.
It's his favorite.
It is.
I don't gamble, but I like good restaurants.
Mm-hmm.
The food really is great in Vegas.
Yeah.
People keep telling me that when I go out there, and then I just try to open my heart up to more restaurants. Do you have a favorite out there? I know you like there's a Shake Shack you really
actually French the one at the
place.
Tropicana is really good.
Oh, the steak place?
Oh, Oakville.
Yeah, that's
good. Shout out to those guys.
Yeah. That one's good. But you like that French place on the Strip.
Yeah, for a fast lunch, it's beautiful.
Yeah, I wouldn't eat there, but Dom loves it.
She doesn't eat anything. She doesn't eat bread.
Eat shit. Yes, I do. Bread I like.
She's the cheapest fucking date I've ever seen. Fine. We want something? No, I'm not hungry. I fucking not be hungry. You're at a restaurant.
It's not that I'm not hungry. It's that it's like, it's fear factor for me. I don't eat a lot of stuff. Like, I don't eat seafood.
Pretty particular?
I don't eat, I'm weird.
Because of the...
I eat like a four-year-old.
You know what you eat and like what's in it, and you that's just it. Like stick with that.
Yeah. So I'll eat at home so I don't bother anybody.
But that's why you're like the fucking so fit always. You know what I'm saying?
I wouldn't, it, but...
But that helps,
we're going through it.
If you're not like taking chances on stuff, do you?
PB&J is catching up. I'll tell you that.
Wait, what? Now, when you go to Vegas, do you where do you have a favorite spot to perform?
Well, I like the Drop now.
Yeah,
I was gonna say you better.
Yeah, yeah. Harry's listening.
I did Rogan's show 3 hours. And I forgot to plug it. I plugged
it. That's not fair.
Improv, right?
Yeah, I forget what it was. But it was, Laugh Factory.
I plugged the improv and then it didn't have an improv there.
Oh my God.
But I did Joe's podcast to promote my album.
Yeah.
And we did 4.5 hours. And I go, Joe, we're supposed to promote my album. He goes, oh yeah, get our album. It's
at the very end. Oh my God.
I go, who's listening, Joe?
4 hours. Yeah.
Can you switch this?
We would shoot pool.
Oh, yeah. He has like pool tables in there.
We would play nine ball. I go, all right, 6 more games. That's it. Because you had to like give him a warning because he wanted to go. Let's go. One more.
He's very competitive. He's good at pool.
Really?
He's great.
How long have you known Joe?
Since he was on, what was it, News Radio?
Yeah, 94.
Oh, wow.
Actually, a little before that. He was on some
did you meet him before that? Oh, yeah. Okay.
We met him at the Montreal Comedy Festival.
Is he I was had hosting hardball the show. First? I think. I think it was called Hardball. He had an actual show. That he moved out here with a show.
Oh, wow.
In 94.
Just a joke about regular rape and... what was it?
Regular rape and date rape. Date at least you're difference. On a date.
You get a nice appetizer. Can you order... Can I order anything? I want anything you want. Later on today, we're going to get busy.
Oh my God.
Joe used to go crazy over regular rape.
He liked regular rape. Yeah.
He goes, what's regular rape?
Yeah, fuck.
Rape is rape.
Oh my God.
You know, the regular rape, but take your girl behind the, behind the bushes. That good, the way rape used to be.
Oh,
those were the days.
Good old days.
Oh.
Please do not call it.
But what a great word.
Yeah.
Ridiculous.
Do you always look, when you think of bits, Dom, and I want to know, like, now versus, like, when you started, like, would the joke just kind of come to you? Would it come in conversation, like, or would something sound out of the ordinary, or you'd think of something like, I guess your writing process. I'm asking, how would you come up with your jokes? Through hanging out and
definitely
writing on
through
set?
Hanging out. Yeah. I can't sit and write. I like the end of the Woody Allen thing of 9 to 5. Mm. I could. How about you?
Yeah, something will hit me from life, even just come back from Vegas, some things happen, I just jot it down on my phone, and then sometimes it's a little fuller, and then a lot of times it's a couple beats on something.
Like a bullet point.
Yeah, and then I'm like, all right, and then throughout the day, I can't just, sometimes if I think of it on stage, and I just go, oh, I should try to, you know, talk this out, but more often than not, it's throughout the day after writing it down, looking at it, and then trying to just kind of, you know, talk it out to myself.
Bring it to something bigger. Or-
yeah.
If it doesn't work, then you just throw it out. But we always say the same thing because I don't know if it's because where we come from, but our friends and are funnier than anything we could ever do.
I've got some of those too.
And he makes fun of his family a lot, and so do I. Like,
is it a Philly thing or your family specific?
No. What was the joke about? Was it your cousin Louie covering his drink?
Oh,
who
yeah.
used to cover the drink?
Like somebody's going to come in and...
Because nobody... He goes, if you left your drink... if you pass it around the room, it would come back fortified with vitamins and minerals.
I'm very bad at remembering things.
Yeah.
I mean, this isn't about age. This is about when I was 16.
Yeah.
Like, I would walk into a room and go, what the fuck did I walk in this room for? You know, that kind of... So I really have to write him down right away.
Yeah.
Or I'll forget him.
Yeah.
Oh, also, I don't know if you write in English. Dom writes in... What do you call that?
The shakes.
Jesus. He's left his notebook and people open it and be like, hey, whose notebook is this? And they're like, I don't know. It's gibberish. I can't. I don't read shorthand.
From a prison.
I always shaked. I always had like, my hands were like.
Yeah.
You know, since I was a kid. I'm like, why are you shaking like that? I don't know. Because you're squeezing my neck, you motherfucker.
But you're so quick on stage too. Do you like to?
It's like a different person.
Yeah.
It's like I could have no energy. I could be sick. Go on stage blah, 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 and then back to feeling bad.
Yeah.
You know.
When did you first get kind of seen out here? When stand-up started to kind of like pick up?
Well, I was lucky because I started in New York and I had a decent reputation.
Right.
So it wasn't really much trouble. Mitzi was really good to me. Actually, the beginning was
not
pretty
the
fun.
First time. Yeah, it was rough.
I auditioned for her, and I got I passed, and I didn't. You know, I go back to New York. How's you doing? I passed first time, paid regular. You know, I go back the second time. She had no idea who I was.
Who are you? What'd you do with the cute guy with the hat?
Dominic.
What did she say to you for you to get passed?
Gary Shandling was with her. He knew me, and we knew each other. And he was kind of pushing it. That helped. It always helps to have like a famous sidekick going in with you.
Yeah, always.
Or somebody she really admires. Because it could be somebody she doesn't like that she's just like, yeah, I'm not listening to them.
So she would take recommendations or referrals.
Absolutely. You only really, got a showcase through a referral.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it was tough to make it those days.
Mm-hmm. And those days it's packed now, but everybody was, if they were any good, was on TV. So you're competing, you know. He's coming in.
Send the lineups every night.
Yeah, unbelievable.
This was
like what, they have.
What year did you come out to LA? I forget. 81, 80. Why did I make that
83,
up?
83. I did Star Search.
How'd that go?
My goal was just to get flown out here. I set the bar low. You know, it's like, why do I want to be a star? I just want a free ride. That would help. And that happened with Star Search.
They saw you in New York.
Yeah. Well, they fly
Ed
you
McMahon's
out.
McMahon's daughter saw me.
Wow.
And I had a joke about him, about Ed McMahon, and his daughter was one of the people who passed me.
Yeah.
And she goes, my father loves that joke, by the way. I go, ooh. I thought he was going to fucking, you know, once I get on the Tonight Show,
I'm sending him out to execute you. Yeah. Whoa. Yeah. When I first started waiting tables at the Comedy Store, I interviewed with Mitzi, and everybody would play jokes on you there. So when I came during the day, they saw how tall I was, and they were like, yeah, wear heels. And so now I'm towering over Mitzi at
the
bar.
Holy shit.
She didn't like
and
that.
And she hated that. I didn't know. They were joking.
They're fucking with you.
Yeah. So it was like Scott Day and all them. And so I'm literally towering over her. And she's going, oh, how tall are you? You know.
This is going to be a problem.
She goes, where are you from? I said, Philadelphia. Okay. You know Dom Irrera? And I go,
really? I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. I told you this. You're just ignoring me. And so I go, but I didn't know him. Oh, I only knew him because we watched the Rodney Dangerfield special on a loop.
Oh, really?
And he did jokes about South Philly, Big Petey, Little Pit. That's my neighborhood.
Yeah.
So I go, oh, yeah, sure. South Philly, Big Petey, repeat. And Mitzi was like, oh, okay. Well, you're hired. And I was like, wow. Okay, thanks. Cool. And then she was like, lose the shoes.
We can't have big bitches up
like,
in here serving cocktails.
Okay.
She told me I had to wear
They couldn't black. Believe I got hired.
That's amazing.
Yeah, you were the first one.
But it was him because I knew his jokes and I knew.
Wow.
And she used to get mad at cities, whole cities. So that time she wasn't mad at Philadelphia.
Tell him to go back to New York.
Yeah, well, she wouldn't let me hire anybody
trying to get New York cops in.
Yeah, because then you started helping hire people, yeah?
Oh, yeah. I did everything in that place. But for Mitzi,
She thought you were stealing.
Oh, this is great. Tell me what happened.
Steve Sciarippa, you know him?
Oh, yeah.
So we're good friends. We're all good friends.
Somehow he was in this plot to steal.
Mitzi went to see Pauly in Vegas, and Sciarippa put her in a nice room, and Mitzi didn't like it. She was angry with the Riv or something. She goes, he put me in a fucking Murphy bed. And I was like, no, he didn't. Sharippa's like, no, I didn't. So she was mad at Sciarippa. And then there was this manager who was just out to get me in trouble in any way, shape, or form, and he knew Mitzi didn't like Sciarippa. So he linked me and Sciarippa together.
Amazing.
And told Mitzi that we were stealing from the Comedy Store.
There was nothing to steal.
Oh, you're stealing.
What was that, paint? What was I shipping paint? I don't understand what I could steal. And so she called Dom. She goes, you believe it? Steve Sciarippa.
His scheme.
They're scheming.
And he just started laughing.
The new Bonnie and Clyde.
What did you say to her? Do you remember?
I don't have any fucking organization.
Mitz, what are you talking about? Yeah. Somebody's lying to you. That's insanity.
Oh, my God.
And then, like, she just realized that the person was. But if she didn't call Dom, I would have got fired for stealing from...
Fuck, you saved her life.
From St. nobody. Now, I stayed there for another 6 years or so. Jesus.
How did she... What did you do that instilled the trust in her to just keep giving you responsibilities and becoming such a big part of the store?
Well, I was a good waitress and I didn't want to be a comic.
Yeah.
So that was a big plus for her.
You did or didn't?
Did not. Yeah. Didn't. Had no interest. You know?
Still haven't really turned the corner.
Really? I haven't really leaned into respect. It at all.
I wouldn't call you a comedian per se.
Still trying to figure it out.
Comedian. Yeah. They're trying to do that.
What's that?
I hate that. Bring comedian.
Up. Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's a comedian.
You guys ready for a lady? No, we're not ready. He's just into it. Just give us a gay guy first. then a lady.
He's into it.
I hate that. Are you ready for your headliner?
We don't want.
Yeah.
Are you ready for your headliner? Yeah. No, I don't know what I'm supposed to say.
I didn't know there was going to be a questionnaire. Yeah. You're supposed to entertain me. But I think just also like waiting tables.
Yeah.
And, like I was good at it and I because I needed to make money, you know, I wanted to be an actress.
You were great. You're much better at that than
definitely
you are.
Sometimes I'll go on stage and I'll be like, I can make so much money in this room as a waitress. I should have never quit.
Wow.
I'm like, God damn.
You were so good, huh?
I loved it. I was good at it because it was only drinks. I didn't drink. That was another plus.
Yeah.
Like, I'll have a shot or two here, very rare, but I don't, And so she loved that because usually waitresses, bar staff, drinks all night after their shift. Yep. I still have shift drinks, they always say. Yeah. Eleanor still has shift drinks. What do you need?
Oh, my God.
Because so she just trusted me.
And you were fun and personable and just
And I would talk shit and, you know, bother people. And then I was her personal assistant. So I'd be at her house. And when I was doing the wrestling, I'd show up with like a black eye, you know, a bandage around. I had a hairline fracture in my collarbone. Yeah. And she was like, honey, who's doing this to you? And I was like, oh, no. Mitz, I took the wrestling show. Remember, I'm wrestling.
You don't have to keep saying
that. She looked at me. She goes, you can talk to me, honey.
Oh, no.
Did you know you're badgered? I didn't know that.
Oh, God.
She would constantly, because I would have like a black eye, and I would just be waiting to
hear. Yeah.
I saw her at the forum.
He came to see me wrestle.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, it's funny. She's crazy.
Rogan would come, and then we would give Dom a heart attack in the kitchen wrestling.
Oh, they used to do this thing where her head would come a quarter of an inch to the cement.
And
Joe would
table.
Flip her. And, you know, he doesn't get into a lot of physical stuff because he's so strong.
Yeah.
But I would wrestle with him, and he didn't. Like, he liked, because I have six brothers.
Yeah.
It's child's play, comparatively.
Well, two of them don't count because they're drugs.
Drugs and alcohol. One time we were in Jersey. We went to see Dom. I took my whole family.
Yeah.
And he was like, Elle, which one of your brothers? He's such a good drug dealer. I had to buy drugs for him. My mother turned around and went, you told him? Yeah. And I went, Mom, don't fall for his idiocy.
Yeah.
I got time on my hands, man.
He could make her laugh any minute.
Yeah.
Anytime. I feel
you're good with everybody.
With the elderly. With my own age.
I was trying to get it out. Hey guys, Adam Ray here for the About Last Night podcast. And I'm sitting down because I got some big news. Usually I'm standing up to do comedy, but I'm sitting down now because I got the deal of a lifetime. First of all, sitting is bad for you. We all know that. Whether we're sitting on planes or sitting on a beanbag chair watching porn in front of our kids, there's just too much damage you do on the body. Thankfully, Axion has come up with a chair that allows your pelvis to move the way it does while you walk. So all 33 vertebrae align into perfect posture. The result? Better breathing, better blood flow, and relief from the pain. It's crazy what you can do when you set your body to do it. Now, these guys are homies of mine. My buddy Dennis worked with the Clippers as their doctor for 27 years. He runs a wellness center called Peak Wellness. He's a fucking gangster and has saved me from surgery numerous times. I actually met Justin Bieber at his place. And I was in my boxers getting cupping done. And Bieber and I locked eyes. And I was like, this is how we were supposed to meet. And Bieber smiled and I never saw him again. This chair is a game changer. It's changed the way I live. It's changed the way I breathe, the way I sit. And you guys right now can get that chair for 25% off using the promo code ALN25 at all33.com. It's incredible. You got to get it. It's the only chair out there to get. We will be getting them for the studio. Go to all33.com and use promo code ALN25 for 25% off this chair. You crush with moms, yeah?
I do, yeah, well, yeah. They got big tits like her mother.
That's because she didn't breastfeed. There's still milk in there. You can get some.
How do they stay as hard like that all the time?
Yeah, show up to her house with a bowl of cereal.
That's sour milk in there. You got to get that out.
It's fun.
Have you ever been in any altercations? Like, were you when you started stand up in New York? Right, that's where you started.
Yeah, I mean, I did a lot of plays before that.
Oh, I'm yeah, like, he's what? A theater major.
Like what? I did a play.
Pippin?
Yeah, right. Do it. Hit it, Dom.
Yeah. Fiddler on the Roof. Yeah, blessing in your head. Mazel tov, mazel tov. Like Grandma's other said, mazel tov, mazel tov. Such a man in life. He blew the gun. You know, that's... I know the whole score.
Oh, yeah. I'm obsessed, too.
Really?
That's our...
I was supposed to be in the Fiddler on the Roof.
Really?
And then I couldn't do it because it was a theater outside. It was my freshman year of high school. And so there was no way to do it and be... In high school.
You would have been Laser Wolf.
I would have just had to like not do my freshman year of high school. I had to be who?
Laser Wolf.
Laser Wolf.
Who's that?
One of the characters you would have been in.
Yeah.
I was in The Odd Couple, auditioned for Oscar and got Felix.
Nice.
I was actually too skinny. Can you imagine? It's left.
So cute.
I bet you were so funny in that.
Yeah, it was.
Is that what got you the live fix to want to do stand up then? I'm sure.
See, I would rather work with people than be alone on stage.
Yeah.
But you can't make the money you can make alone.
Right.
But it's lonely up there when you're killing.
You see if the Scalarbellos will let you just join the.
I love those guys.
Yeah, it's so,
so
good, right?
Fucking funny.
Did you ever, in seeing something like that, would you ever, like, did it ever make you want to have, like, a duo act or just somebody else to bounce?
Well, I didn't, but Nathan Lane.
Yeah.
To be a name dropper. He asked me about, you know, when he was floating, he was looking for another partner. He had one partner. They were great together. And he asked me if I was interested in doing it. So we went up to his apartment. I didn't know he was gay. Mm. Not that he did anything. It's just, you know, he wasn't like feminine gay.
Yeah.
He was funny gay. We were there. I was there for about 4 hours. We talked. We laughed. And we never talked about it again.
Did you know why?
Because we realized one of us had to do the writing, which is the hard part.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, did you know that about Nathan?
No, I didn't. That's great.
So then you're starting in New York and you're kind of just getting.
It's an improv group.
Right. What was it called? What?
The Broadway Local. And the First Amendment was the part of it we all branched off of. But Bruce Willis was in that one, the second one. And then I got him to audition for my, because I was starting to make money as stand up.
Yeah.
He didn't get the part.
What?
Bruce Willis, yeah. Some other geek, mook.
Some mook. Some chooch. Yeah.
Not wildly. You never know. And it always gives you hope when you see a guy that was that big, was like, you know, he was the best laid bartender in the world.
Was.
Oh, my God. He would just go get girls for us. We didn't
another
feel like
Philly
walking.
Thing.
Oh, my. He's a Philly guy, too? Holy well, shit.
Suburbs, right?
Penns Grove, yeah. It's Philly.
Suburby.
You know. Is it when you grow up in Philly, do you know all, so the Philly like heroes or like that everyone looks up to or talks about are who?
Rocky. Watch your mouth.
Right.
Mike Schmidt, it used to be.
Mike Schmidt.
Oh yeah,
I had
that's
a fight
right.
over that. It's Steve Carlton, Julius
right.
Irving,
right.
things like that. Like
right.
our athletes yes. are insane.
Bobby Julius Clark. Irving was like a prince.
He was,
unbelievable.
Right.
No, still. Like.
I mean, he was also just transforming the sport, right? And it was happening
well,
in your backyard.
He created the game.
Yeah.
His
sure.
best years were over. His best years were when he was
the
with the Nets.
Yeah.
He was with the Nets in New Jersey.
Mm-hmm.
And then he got traded to Philly, and that really helped the league grow.
And revitalize the city? Like, was it mm-hmm. kind of like a, yeah.
And what the Flyers did that, too. The Broad Street Bullies.
What'd they
like,
do?
What
too
they
many
do.
White guys.
How
what
dare
does,
you?
What's the white guy? How good could they
do
be?
Do you not like hockey?
White?
I'm not a huge hockey guy.
Ew,
Seattle just
gross.
Got a hockey team, but I didn't grow up with it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Where'd you grow up?
Seattle.
Basically Canada.
Yeah.
So.
Beautiful
hockey's everywhere.
I know.
And
we had a AAA team, but it wasn't.
But they were wild. They were like, they would fight. You know, mm. people hated them because, which is pretty much Philadelphia. I mean, they didn't know. They were all Canadian and whatnot, you know. But Rick McLeish and Reggie Leach, like, my mom was obsessed
yeah.
with them. She would watch. She took us to a game. There was a horrible storm. And this was, I think she knew my dad was cheating. I don't know. He just wasn't coming home again.
Sure.
He was stuck at the office kind of thing. She's like, you own your own business.
You're stuck
yeah. And you can walk.
You make your own hours.
You can walk. It's walking distance, buddy.
You're your secretary, too. You're just jerking off in the corner.
So she was pissed, you
oh,
know.
No.
And it was just the house was chaotic, I remember. And they said on the radio, because they were listening like for news and stuff,
yeah.
because it was such a bad storm. And they said, if you could get to the Spectrum, we'll let you in for free. And we'll give you free hot dogs and hot chocolate. And my mom had 10 kids, and she was just like, you know what? Free. That's what I heard. Let's go. We're going to see the Broad Street Bullies.
Amazing.
And I was maybe five, right? Billy,
five,
six.
Five and a half. I forget.
Charlie and Johnny. So Charlie and Johnny were 8 and 9. so they were old enough.
Yeah.
That was their thing.
Yeah,
me and
yeah.
Billy just were going, hot chocolate. Wow. Okay.
Yeah, yeah,
Dominic,
yeah.
stop it.
Remember the night I was playing with you? Wait. Remember explain that one.
Wait, Dom. We were driving to San Diego.
Yeah.
And Dom was like, you drive. So I was like, okay. But he's making me drive his stupid space car. What's it called? Mercedes? I don't know. I don't do those kind of cars. Wealth. And so I was driving the car,
yeah.
and it had this new, like, nozzle. Like,
yeah.
You know how they have the no more stick? It's
yeah.
like this.
Yeah,
like
yeah,
this.
Yeah.
So the radio was there, and the the gears are here. So
that's confusing.
I know. So all of a sudden I'm driving, I'm just watching the road, and I just feel this, and I'm like, Dom, because he was trying to turn the radio.
He's trying to put on some Lou Bega.
And I go, are you just trying to hit on me after all these years? And
I waited my turn now.
almost crashed. It was so weird.
Something about the 405, yeah.
And so right now, driving here before whatever, I went to pick him up, and I threw his bag in the back, yeah. And he goes, hey, I wanted my water. And I was like, oh, I'm sorry. And I leaned in, physically put my tit in his mouth. And he just went, He goes, don't do that.
There's something about a cute, adorable noise like that versus like the, you know, like you can be less pervy with your creepiness.
Could you give us an example?
I think we can move on.
You got a really nice girlfriend now.
Yeah, she's great.
I don't know if you're going to settle down that early. That's good.
Yeah, fiance. Yeah, we're going to get married.
Well, that's great.
Yeah, yeah. Not till October. Got time to call it off. So.
Hey, calm down.
Yeah.
October's a good month.
Yeah.
Like Halloween-y?
Yeah.
Nice.
Any tips, any advice?
Don't do it.
Never tell the truth.
Never tell the truth.
Always lie.
Yeah.
About
now lie or omit?
Always lie.
Omit is a nice word for
omit's
lie.
Omit's a
right?
beautiful.
I went to school with an Amit, Niranjan. Yeah. Oh, but he never omitted.
No. His name, Amit?
Amit, yeah.
Like, amazing. What kind of name is that?
Ahmed.
What right? about him?
Talk about a lazy family, huh? Ahmed. What's your name?
I can't think of your middle name. Yeah. Just Ahmed.
What were you named after? Do you know? Where's Tom
my father.
From? Yeah?
My sister was named after my mother.
That's lazy, ultimately.
Yeah. It is.
Well, you know what we have in our weird family? Because there's so many of us.
Yeah.
You know, Catholics do godparents.
Yes.
So Bobby and Edie, my younger brother and sister, their godparents are my oldest brothers and sisters.
No way.
We ran out. We ran out of friends. My mom was like, I only have a few friends.
Yeah.
She got some hot nieces. Huh? She really does.
Oh,
was her name
God.
Victoria?
Oh, yeah, Victoria. Now that she's legal, I'll let you say it. But he used to say it when she wasn't legal.
Out. Jesus.
Like legal thing.
I can't pay a compliment?
She was so cocky, right? She's the best, this kid. She's so cute.
Wait, not the one I met at the store one time.
No, he met my Alexa, my other hot niece.
Is that the one who's gay now?
Not now, but yeah, she's gay. She's always been gay. She just pretended for you people.
She's happy?
No, yes. Good. And I always tease the, you know, Ari Manis?
Yes.
So she moved out here and she was working with him on some film thing and they made out and then all of a sudden she jumped out of the closet and I was like, thanks, Ari.
That's at Ari Manis on Instagram, ladies.
Yeah,
if you're
I've been on his unlicensed therapy because he needs therapy. Yeah. And
that's amazing.
He made my niece jump out of the closet. But Alexa... You actually were, that was on this morning. I woke up really early.
Oh, it was?
Heat was on, so you'll get a check.
Okay, good.
And,
for 14 cents.
He's in this movie.
People only knew.
Isn't that crazy?
Oh, Seinfeld's on. You're making some money, huh?
Yeah. You're going to get 38 cents in the mail. I got a whole bunch of them fanned out in my apartment
really?
For like 17 cents.
What do you do with them?
I'm not going to count. What am I, an asshole?
Yeah, like.
Throw them out.
23 cents?
You know what I'm going to do? Take them to.
According to Jim Gestar? Just let me go deliver it to Belushi.
I'm going
to
take it to a mall and put it in the fountain.
Yeah.
Make a wish. These are just pennies. I'm just going to throw the papers
insulting.
In there.
Till death,
it's ridiculous.
Till Death was the best residuals I ever got.
Till Death?
Well, because Brad Garrett was one of the
But
producers.
They didn't change. Didn't they change the law, like the way they distribute later?
I don't know. It doesn't feel like it.
They changed it where that's why we're getting pennies.
Oh, gotcha.
Before, it used to be a lot more.
Oh.
You know what I made the most money?
I believe it was.
I made the most money on cartoons, by far.
Oh, I believe that.
Hey Arnold.
Yeah.
Put Me Through School.
I mean, holy shit. Yeah.
That's incredible. I love Put Me Through School, but.
I just said that. I made that up.
I like it because I don't know where you went to school. I mean, I'm going to go with it.
Yeah.
I'm
School of Hard
that.
Knocks, that's where I went. Fucking kids got it made.
I was like, wait, what is he talking about school?
How did you get the Seinfeld gig?
Just Larry called me.
Yeah.
I didn't know how good the show was. This is like the second year.
Oh, yeah.
I'm on the couch watching football. Larry David calls up. He goes, Dom, you got to do the show. You know, it's a pretty good show. Did you see it? I go, no, I didn't see it. You know. But I'll take a look. I heard it's good. And of course, he had like three other parts ready for me. And I studied for what I didn't get it because I didn't go, but
Why didn't you go? Why wouldn't you go?
Because I was watching Sunday football, and when he asked me.
Guys, there's a big game on today. He's such a dick. Like, he's that person. Or he'll be like, oh, I can't do your movie because I'm at the Yuck Yucks in Toronto. Or
priorities.
No, what was the other one that you used? Bananas.
Bruce Willis asked me to give him an award, like a cinematography award.
Yeah.
And I didn't go because I was in Charlotte working the Funny Zone. I made the worst choices in life.
Oh, God. You had to say that sentence, too. Sorry, Bruce.
He's like, I'm not going to cancel. Yeah. I'm doing it. I got a weekend.
Yeah.
Like, wait, what?
Commitments.
$5,000 all at once. Who makes more than that?
But you know, though, we were talking about with my niece, what was great is she's living with me, Alexa, at this moment. Not right now, but when she met Adam. And she comes to the Comedy Store with me. In my apartment, she's watching this movie, Heat, on a loop.
Yeah.
So I say, hey, Alex, this is Adam. Adam Ray was in Heat. She goes, no, he wasn't. She looked him up and down and went, no, he wasn't.
Yeah, no star quality there, as far as I'm concerned.
Who would lie about meeting you? I don't get it. What is wrong with you?
Alexa, she goes, that's not him. I go, oh my God, please.
That was amazing.
He wore like a weird.
I had a beard and long hair, still, you know, same eyes, same thighs.
You do great impressions, huh?
What's that?
You do great impressions.
A few, yeah.
And you did have an accent.
A little bit, yeah.
A little tiny bit.
See him do Jay Leno?
Yes, it's great.
It's fucking brilliant.
Yeah. What? You were in Pam and Tommy?
Yeah, yeah.
They were nominated.
Jay. Yeah.
This was great.
I know, I just asked. I was like, do I get to go? I don't know how many episodes you got to do.
Dice was in it too.
So good.
Mm-hmm.
Did you always know he was an actor?
Yes.
Oh, he's
really?
A good actor.
Yeah.
What the fuck? That truly got me by surprise.
Really?
Yeah.
His first movie, well, I don't know if it was his first movie, because there might have been one weird one before this, but one that went like a cult classic kind of thing was called Private Resort.
Okay.
And it was Johnny Depp's first movie.
Wow.
And Andrew was like telling everybody at the store, like, wait till you see this kid, man. He's good. He's got it. And Rob Morrow was in it too. Mm. Like, it was a decent cast. It was like a silly, like 80s dumb movie, whatever, that just kind of went under the radar. But we loved it because it was like one of those little cult classic things. But he was so funny and so good at you were like, oh shit. Like, I was jarred from that.
Did he take? Go ahead.
We were on the same HBO special.
Yes.
Really?
With Rodney Dangerfield.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Yeah, what was the lineup?
Bill Hicks.
Yeah.
What was it?
Schimmel.
Robert Schimmel. Carol Liefer.
Carol Liefer.
Barry Sobel.
Barry Sobel. I was just going to say that one.
It's good.
Was it Roseanne too, or is that a different one?
Different one.
Okay, I'm sorry. I know they're all. I know you did a bunch, but their lineup. What? That's why we would watch Dom on a loop. Like, we knew Dom's stuff more than we knew Andrew's, to be quite honest.
What were some jokes of Dom's that you just remember? You would just
Hanging on the corner. Like, where was you last night? How come you didn't come around? Everybody was there. Big Petey, Little Petey, Ree Petey, Orthopedy, Joey Bag of Donuts.
I remember that.
Muscles Marinara. Like, it was all the, and we would be screaming laughing because that's all we did was hang on a corner. And if that's what you do in South Philly.
Look at me now. Look
and if nobody came out, you'd be short, like, where were you? Now Dom doesn't come around. I'm like, where were you last night? Everybody was there.
I stutter. A comedian stutters. Can't go far.
Were you there at that? Just back to Philly real quick. Like, is the attitude of Philly, like, you know, the way that people talk about in New York, where it's like, you know, ask someone when they're like, it's fucking over there. Like, does Philly have a similar kind of vibe and attitude, or a little nicer, a little rougher? Or,
well, they're like Boston and New York, but a little bit tougher, a little crazy.
A little crazier.
Weren't you on that show with Burr when he got...
That's the best.
Right?
It's his fault Burr got so mad.
I was out there. It was at 3,000 drunks that follow morning radio. How sad is your life?
That's what Dom, those were our people.
So this big show, it was a big theater show. It was like...
Camden.
Oh, yeah.
So it's a what was it called? Their pet show or something?
Right.
Live pet.
A charity...
Something like that.
The bald-headed guy who... He even booed, got booed, and he was there. They see.
Jim Norton.
Oh yeah. Wow.
Jim Norton, and then there was Jimmy Schubert.
Yeah.
And so I think Bob Schubert Saget. Went on first. Saget, all Philly guys. Like
Jimmy says, I fucking bombed out there. I go, you can't bomb if they're not listening.
Yeah, but exactly.
But you gotta.
Yeah,
be,
you're right.
And so what? But I forget.
I went out, and then like there was about 3,000 people. Now, all of them, it's a pretty good audience. About 300 people were booing me. I said, you can boo if you want. I know you live in your mother's basement with your AC/DC t-shirts and all. And this is the highlight of your life. Yeah. I said, but I'm making $10,000 for 3 minutes, 5 minutes. Well, anyway, what are you? So he was shitting on them.
Yeah.
And then they booed him. And
no,
then
they booed me before. Then when I did that, they were actually okay. But Bill was next.
And he goes,
booed Dom Herrera in Camden? Fuck them. I said, Bill, it's all right. Fuck them. And I go, and there's something good was going to happen.
He was so angry.
Really? Backstage?
I sat on one of the speakers and just, I was fucking crying laughing. The funniest thing was he's knocking all these Philly things, Rocky, and all this shit. And then he goes, and you know what? Fuck Liberty Bell. That to me struck me like, what the fuck poor Liberty Bell do?
Yeah.
He was like, remember when the Flyers wore slacks?
What
is wrong with you people? Your baseball team, Phillies, is a girl, a little pony.
Yeah.
I was dying. I was like, oh my God.
Say too about like Rocky, like, oh, I can't wait till Rocky 23 comes out. I wonder if he'll win that one,
You got an actual fighter that lives in it, but you don't even know who he is. You don't even pay attention to Joe Frazier. Yeah. He's like, you worship a fake fighter. I mean, it couldn't be more accurate. It was amazing.
So racist, yeah.
Oh, yeah, exactly. It just proves the racism.
I had a night with him and Kilkenny.
Oh, he's in Ireland, yeah.
Or Burr?
No,
or Joe Frazier.
Joe Frazier and Ali, the three of us.
He fought Joe Frazier in Ireland.
That was Burr.
Yeah, we had a 1-2 punch.
Burr said to me, show me I know everybody in town. I've been going there for 20 years.
In Ireland. He knows everybody.
Yeah. And, first of all, what started to get you out there?
Comedy just, festival.
Yeah.
And Bill said to me, take me to the back, the back pubs, but nobody knows about and all that. So we went out. We had one of those nights. We weren't even drinking. Fucking on the ground, laughing so hard, my muscles in my stomach, which were visible in those days. And it was one of those nights, you're crying, laughing.
Oh, yeah, it's the best.
I had one the other night about Jesus. And we're saying the things that were cut out of the tape for the fit.
You gotta stop saying Jesus. I gotta bow my head every time, Tom. You're 13 years of Catholic school.
Like, did Jesus say, is it too late to get the eggs? That's my foot you're on, Peter.
Hey, Peter.
I was with a friend of mine, Steve Schaefer, who's a comedian too. We were crying, laughing. You can't duplicate that moment.
Yeah,
when it clicks.
So funny.
Yeah,
Burr and him, when they talk about that Kilkenny night, they immediately get the giggles and just start, because somebody was singing or something.
I was making up songs, and the drunks here, mother, she was me father, me father came to me, and they all went for breakfast, and the brushes are comedy, like stupid.
That's so stupid.
They love comedy over there, yeah, American comedy in particular.
I'm dying to go there.
Yeah, what the
and
fuck?
And just perform.
They're great writers. They're really...
And because they're my peeps.
Yeah.
But... they love to laugh,
yeah.
You know, and drink and just forget.
Yeah.
You know, they're just angry, so that any kind of release is a good release.
Good,
you know?
Good audiences too.
Mm-hmm. I don't like when I'm jerking off in front of a blind lady.
What?
It's like jerking off in front of a blind lady.
My mom was there with all her friends, and the guy was jerking off.
Her mom.
Dom loves to jerk off to my mom's tits. If she heard this, Dominic, I would be
punished.
She
hears it in her soul. She feels it.
I wasn't home. I was in Philly.
Yeah.
He showed up.
Can you turn the heat up?
turn the air on? Let's do it. Turn the air on.
You mind?
No, not at all. It's hot.
He
like
showed
10 more
up.
Minutes, cool.
I don't care. He knocked on my door, and my mom was sleeping. Because I gave him my address, but I didn't know when he was coming.
Yeah.
So I was at a party with my older brother and sister, and I wasn't paying attention, and my mom didn't know where we were. He knocked on the door. She comes down in her robe. He's like, ooh.
Yes. Mother of 10.
He was with his old girlfriend. And my mom's like, can I get you anything?
Yeah.
And he goes, it's like 1 a.m., FYI, like, or midnight or something like that. And he goes, you have any pots or pans? I like to bang pots and pans.
What was it, New Year's Eve?
No.
Oh.
It wasn't even a holiday. He just wanted to bang some pots and pans.
I can't. My mom's so got sad. A robe. She's like this. She's like, your friends are here.
Oh, the robe honey. Tuck and cover. Yeah. The gentleman downstairs looking for things to bang around. Yeah.
It's a little South Philly row home. She can't even hide from him. So funny. But then we showed up and then we took him to a neighborhood bar.
Yeah.
We were like, oh, let's let my mom go back to sleep. She doesn't want you nuzzling her tits anymore.
Was there a spot in Philly that you guys would go to like when you go back to do shows, like that everyone goes to after, like is there like a Cheers type spot or where you're just kind of Chicky taken care
Pete's?
Of?
Chicky and Pete's, yeah.
Chicky Pete's?
Chicky and Chicky Pete's and on the night before.
Great cheese steaks.
Mm. They do have great cheese steaks. They have great crab fries are crazy.
Wow.
So I don't even eat. It's just flavored.
Yeah.
It's not actual.
Yeah.
It's weird. So it's so good though. But Chicky and Pete's the night before Thanksgiving, Jerry Blavital, that's a big guy, like a big DJ.
This guy's like 80 years old.
You should
still
see
doing
him.
It?
Unbelievable shape.
Unbelievable condition.
Still doing it. Still yelling. I mean, like old school DJ gets the crowd unbelievably going and plays the best music.
Doesn't look 80.
No. And all
79
summer long,
and a half, my hand to God.
All summer long, you can play him. He DJs every Saturday night in Wildwood, New Jersey.
That's incredible.
Hysterical. Memories. Is it Wildwood or AC?
Arthur.
Memories is in both?
Margate.
Margate. I'm sorry. Yeah, I knew it was in between. Mm. So, every memories, he's always there. So everybody goes to see Jerry. He's 83 or 84.
Amazing.
Not kidding. Unbelievable. And so he'll DJ, and then all the comics that are in town, like come visiting, hang. Whatever, go hang. That's the only
that's the best.
Night I think they do it. Like maybe during Christmas or whatever, like they'll go. But Chicky and Pete's is where we'll go hang.
Is that a big Philly thing too, or just a big like you guys comic thing? Because I know Dom, you just like I just remember my first memories of you at the clubs, and then just immediately you know inviting to either come upstairs and hang, and I thought it was gonna be a casting couch situation, and it was, and
he likes what he likes.
yeah, and then
did you
get
the part?
Didn't get it. Yeah, got the 23-cent check in the mail though, so thank you. But the
callback.
Yeah, but you just had a zest for like I don't know, the family side of the comedy world, and you were always kind of, you know, holding court and up at the factory with all these guys and inviting me over, and there's all these, you know, really famous people, and you just kind of welcome me into like these circles. Have you always been like that?
If I like the pleasure. One
that
night, Al Madrigal was working at the Comedy Store. And I said, what's up? He goes, I can't get on at the Laugh Factory. I go, you can't get on? Fuck them. So I said, walk me over. I walked him over. I got him right on stage.
Wow.
I felt good because I knew how good he was, you know?
Oh, yeah.
That's crazy to think that he couldn't get on at the Laugh Factory. Because Al was so good. Is so good.
He's not really doing it anymore, no?
I know.
Not but doing
that's
stand-up?
Al. He's like that. He's like, you know what? It's not doing it the way I want to do it, so I'm not going to do it. Like, he's such a business guy.
Yeah.
On top of everything.
Yeah.
What's he doing?
He's just smart. He's producing movies, doing movies, just running a production company, basically.
Yeah.
I mean, ATC is a production company as well.
Yeah.
So, every once in a while, he'll hit me up on an email or we'll run into each other because we were really close a long time. With him and Freddie Soto were really close as well, and they had a pilot. Willie Barcena, Freddie Soto, and Al Madrigal had this pilot that they wrote together, and they would go and pitch it as three like really strong comics in a room. They would get like people were like,
crush,
"Go pitch," and then Freddie passed away.
How long were you around?
Oh man,
how long were you around the store?
Well, I started in 2007, and I think I got passed in 2011 or 12.
Was I nice to you?
Always, good. Incredibly.
Wait a minute, 2007.
Yeah, that's when I started. But I didn't start coming around. I didn't start working the phones. Bobby Lee saw me, I think, in 2010 or 2009 and at a Belly Room show. Because I was just doing Vargas's.
I remember.
Room show. Yeah.
But I thought I was waiting tables. So I guess not.
Mm.
Yeah. Maybe I started doing stand-up at that.
The Folgers joke didn't come into your realm until...
My favorite. I told him about that. I go, oh, really? Dom, you two can sing together. You don't understand. Dom sings.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Loves to harmonize.
Oh, no. We did on stage one time for something, or maybe it was on the phone when we called my aunt on your podcast.
What was her name?
Shirley, but you kept calling her Muriel.
she
called her a cunt,
like her
live on air.
This is my favorite thing. My dad's girlfriend, he goes, she has a stripper name, right? I'm like, Dom...
Angel's her name. Come on. I don't have change of a five. I'm sorry.
Dom, what do you, before we close this out, what...
You want to get something to eat?
What's that?
We most love. Yeah. We want to get something
what do you
to eat.
What do you most love about your time, the LA comedy scene where you've been here? Like when you're at the store, factory, improv, wherever, is there like, and I'm not even going to ask for you to like pick a club, but just like, is there an ideal night in our business for you?
Geez, not one night. I mean, I remember so many. I remember when it was as hot as it was with Joe and Bill taking off the
collection. He did both booms.
That's right.
But the
original boom, I mean.
You know when I knew it was bad? When it was just, Paulie and I were the only ones that had any TAB credits in the whole fucking place. That's something.
There was a time where that was happening.
Nothing against me.
That's when I was robbing the store.
But I love all of them, really. I mean, they've all been good to me.
Is there really a different time, like you know, in these last handful of years versus like a night of you, Robin, you know, Roseanne, everybody? Is it are they just not even comparable, or do you? Truly
no, they were. Yeah. There was more people had bigger parts on television in those days.
Right.
But there was less.
But everybody has their own specials now, so it's different. You know.
Mm-hmm.
But also part of the thing, making your own specials, you do it yourself.
Yeah.
Fuck show business. I'm having a special that I like, you know.
Yeah.
Which is kind of cool, but at the same time, if it doesn't stand out because it's so oversaturated,
right,
then you're just kind of in this whatever. But back then, if you got a special, it was literally
there were only
special.
Like, there was one time.
It was a big deal.
There was only three on HBO. Mm-hmm. That was it. Robert Klein, the Rodney thing, and something else, but it was incredible.
It was a big deal. I love when people say, like, why don't you do, like, they'll say to, like, Dom and Diet, like, why don't you do a night where you introduce comics? I know Burr has tried it.
Yeah.
It's so oversaturated. Like, I did Bill Burr's, and they're like, oh, this could be it.
Yeah.
I'm like, it's not going to be it. Like, I love it. I'm proud of it. I was thrilled to be a
amazing
part of it.
Oh, yeah.
But at the same time, it's like, it doesn't go, you know, there's so much.
Yeah, how do you cut through?
It's so much harder now, I think, to cut through than back then. And it was hard then. Because, you know, they pick and choose. But at the same time, I think now we have so many outlets.
Yeah. It's a blessing and a curse.
Right.
It's a blurs. That's a terrible curse. It's Jonathan Katz.
It's a blurs.
Remember my stripper girlfriend?
Yes, the best.
She said, that is the stupidest fucking thing I ever heard. I told Jonathan that and Mark Schiff's joke about Bob Dylan having dinner. Please. Stupid. I said, that's a fucking joke. And he'd get an applause break.
People would lose their minds.
Pass the peas. Like, is that what you're saying?
Pass the peas, please.
Pass the peas. I can't do it. So,
Jim Carrey and Robin are probably two of the people that I feel like are responsible for me being in this business just for, you know, the amount of fun I feel like I was seeing them have and just put them up on a pedestal comedically and got to see them both at the store. I mean, were you there when they were both came in?
I was there before Jim was the actor. He was doing impressions.
What'd you think?
He was great.
Could you tell? Are you just like,
not to that level, but no. You know, he definitely had talent.
Yeah.
He gave me a part and I'm hanging here.
I'm dying up here.
He just gave it to me.
Wow.
He saw me on stage. They came to see young comedians.
Yeah.
And I went on. And he goes, he hugs me. He goes, I got to get you in my show. And he told his ex-wife, who's a friend of mine, she said, well, Dom's not going to dance for you. He goes, I'm not going to make him dance. I've known him for 25 years.
Yeah.
And it was nice, you know.
So
nice
sweet.
Judge. Yeah.
Robin, too?
Robin was a great guy. I mean, he did steal, but he couldn't help it.
Hmm.
I feel like a terrible
That's
lawyer I'd be.
So terrible to say and amazing at the same time. He couldn't help it.
He really was a genius, the way his mind worked. But he wrote people's checks there that he stole. At the improv, I saw him, Rick Overton.
Mm-hmm.
He wrote one of Rick's bits, and he just $1,500. Sorry, Rick. It's crazy.
Wow.
But at least, well, then he was paying for it. I believe in the beginning he wasn't, and then he started paying people,
yeah,
like giving them money.
Yeah, that's
I was
nice.
I worked with him in New York more than here. Mm. I'm sorry to interrupt.
Oh, no, I was done.
That was a good interrupt.
That was it?
Yeah, it's your show, I think, right?
But there was a great, there was a crazy, this comic named Steve Pearl. I don't
yeah.
know if you,
okay. Oh, yeah.
So Robin used to take from him, but Steve.
That's maybe why I know
had that mind. He could go, you know, and yeah. it was just crazy. He would rattle it off, but he was antisocial. Like, he didn't know how to, like, you
he
know,
thought the world was out to get him. He's,
right. He didn't know how to do what
wow.
Robin had the other.
Wow.
So Robin paid him lots of money, gave him radio show, like,
do what
helped
you're doing
him anything, but help give me what you're doing, because they similar the way Robin was so fast.
Yeah.
He's a great actor.
Was, yes. Too. And it was very similar to what Steve was coming up with. Steve was one of my favorites when I first started the
really?
Store. I was like, this guy's out of control. This is hilarious. Yeah. I mean, nobody knows this guy.
Yeah, yeah.
But I know he's Nutty Butter, a little Nutty Butter.
He didn't have the other gears to kind of
right.
turn it all.
Right.
How do you feel about that, about people? Because in this business, I think we all, everyone needs a boost and a little bit of help in some regard, right? Like, mm-hmm. but when it comes to just like writing and doing your act, I mean, even people that get to a certain level are getting help or have writers, right? Or have people
yeah.
that are at least giving them ideas. Or I would see, you know, when Dave would come through, I'd see guys in the back, always watching them and then like throwing them stuff here and there. But how do you feel about that?
Some people, what you mean, like people getting writers?
Yeah, or just, yeah, just having help, I guess. Because I also had this conversation with some people where they're just like, if it didn't come from here, from yours, then like you shouldn't even be
right,
saying
but some
it,
people but can make a living off of writing for other people because
totally.
They can see it better
totally.
Through another person's mouth. So a lot, I mean, yeah, why not? The more help you can get,
yeah.
the better,
yeah.
right? I mean, you know, I'll die on the integrity hill and be like, I'm writing my own stuff, but
yeah.
I'm going to be all by
yeah.
myself.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
I should ask for help.
Yeah.
I have to wear a sign that says I have to ask for help.
I used to do a bit called the talking mime. He would talk about what he's doing. I'm going against the wind now. Ooh, I'm in steps. I'm going. Oh, you talk
did
about
you ever
everything.
Have a writer, Dom?
Not
like
really.
Like someone help you?
Lisa, my ex-wife.
Oh, yeah, yeah, that's right.
Would write for you?
She was very creative, very smart, very
she was
funny.
She was the mother in of The Ugly
you
Baby.
You gotta see the baby. Go see the baby.
Wait, what
that's
is that
Dom's
from?
Dom's ex-wife.
From
Seinfeld.
Oh, shit, really?
Yeah.
Oh, did you
she
see
was
that
great.
Baby? Well, the baby was ugly, right? Or is it?
That was Jenna. But of course, she was ugly in the camera.
No.
Yeah, really ugly.
I think that was.
They
the
never
same
showed
one.
The baby in that.
Right. They never. But you gotta come see the baby. Yeah, she was so
what's he
funny.
Doing? He's stealing material.
Hollywood again. Shuffle.
I'm writing it down
she was
right
in.
Now. Gotta steal the baby.
No, gotta see the baby. But okay. Lisa was also in Hollywood Shuffle with him.
Oh, really?
That was brilliant too.
When was that?
That was when I first came out here. Robert Townsend and I were watching Georgetown play Villanova. And I was from Villanova, he was from Georgetown. He says, I want you to do something in this movie I'm doing. What do you want to do? I said, I want to play a gay guy that I did in college.
But casting director, it was hysterical.
You're breaking my heart, you son of a bitch. You know, he was that kind of guy. I loved the character. And he would have this laugh like this. Stop it. You are so funny.
Have you ever seen Hollywood Shuffle?
No.
Brilliant. Ridiculous.
Townsend's in it too?
Townsend, it was his gig. It was his
I fuck
thing.
It. I think Meteor Man's the first movie I saw of his, and I was like,
oh,
yeah. incredible.
Townsend's a great guy.
Yeah.
Well, check that out. You'll like it.
Okay.
It's interesting. And everybody from, you'll see all the people from the store, all the characters,
oh, really?
Whatever.
Oh, because
like,
he was a store guy too.
School. Uh-huh.
Paul Mooney.
Wow.
Grouchy bastard.
R.I.P. friend.
All right, we're going to close this out with
okay,
a little.
Thanks for having us on.
This is a blast.
Yeah, this is
easy to get here,
so
right?
So easy to get, so easy to.
You guys gonna carry me downstairs?
We got a parachute coming. All right, we're gonna close this out with a Inside the Actor Studio 10 questionnaire to get to know both Dom Herrera and Eleanor Kerrigan
oh,
a little
wow.
bit better. I'm gonna play James Lipton, R.I.P. And close this out. Here we go. First question, and I'll go back and forth to both of you. What is your favorite word?
Fuck, I don't know.
We'll come back.
Fuck's my favorite word.
Fuck?
Oh, it's so funny. It's such a stupid uck.
Now, there is later on, what is your favorite curse word? Do you want to use it for both?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, great.
No, I can't do that. Which one? With the first one or
yeah,
something?
Your favorite word.
Favorite no. word? Rendezvous.
Ooh, nice.
Sounds French. Yeah. It is, but it's, people know what it means.
Great stripper name, too. What is your least favorite word, Dom?
Leave.
I don't know. What is your least favorite word?
Stairs.
Dom, what turns you on?
Christ.
Eleanor, what turns you on?
Dom, what turns Dom on is my mother's tits, and what turns me on is that Dom is turned on by my mother's tits.
Great answer. What turns you off, Dom?
Eleanor's tits.
I hate people that never stop talking about themselves. So fucking accurate. Could you edit it at least, you know?
Yeah.
That's annoying.
That reminds me of this one time when I was a kid. I think it was fifth grade, right? I just learned how to play the clarinet. And I self-taught, and I felt
shut
real good about myself.
Up, Dominic.
And
shut
I just thought, should
up.
I enter this festival of clarinet
doing?
Greats? What is your what turns you off, Eleanor?
Comics.
Oh, yeah.
Tired of them?
Yeah. Enough. What is your favorite curse word, Dom?
Hate. To me, it's a terrible thing to hate somebody.
That's a bad word. Can't
it
say
is.
Hate.
Actually, you know, I we talk about good words, karma.
Mm.
It has a feel to it of uplifting and loving thing.
You subscribe to
and
it?
And then it's going to get
definitely.
You.
Definitely.
Yeah. One good deed deserves another type thing.
I just really believe that we should just, I mean, it's so sound, it's sappy, but the world just should, it's too bad they just can't get along.
Mm.
That's why maybe women should run it now. I don't know, because men have done a terrible job.
Oh, shit.
Stupid fights we have. The idea of, in the Ukraine, killing kids, killing people. What the fuck for? You know? Anyway, it was a long answer.
Way
I finally got
down,
serious.
Dom.
It took a while.
Way to bring it down.
We'll edit that out. Oh, that was really sweet, Dom. What sound or noise do you love?
Banging her head.
There he is.
The back of the
and
head.
We're back. Oh, wait, Eleanor, I didn't ask you, what's your favorite curse word?
Cocksucker.
That's two words.
That is a
sorry,
good one.
But you put it together, one.
When you say that to somebody on stage, it's just, I don't know how you make that word and saying it to someone so like affable, like it's a compliment almost
yeah.
to them. It's brilliant.
Sexy word.
Yeah.
word, I wasn't good at school.
Eleanor, what sound or noise do you love?
Dom beating off. Sorry.
What? I can't hear you. I'm beating off. Making a lot of noise
it's
over
like
here.
Like a slow horse.
You got something I can put on my stomach? One time I was... Seriously.
That triggered a story, please.
One time I forgot that I jerked off, right?
I had
napkins all over my stomach. And I'm going to play basketball. It was hot out. So I take my shirt up, and my friend of mine goes, ew. What's that stuff stuck to your chest? I go, I don't know. You know that stuff.
You know how it is.
A couple of kids from that could have been in the Ukraine.
You know, just in this heat, the jizz we're going to get too hot. Anyway, have a nice day. Tell your mom I said hi.
Anyway, we're playing to 21.
Should I put my shirt back on?
Yeah, it's a shirts and skins, it's shirts and napkins.
Oh, I have all of them here.
Shirts and semen.
Oh, my
God. You sure it was just me?
Oh, that's so fucking funny, man. Oh. Oh, what sound or noise do you hate, Dom?
I think you just heard me.
What profession other than your own would you like to attempt, Dom?
I'd like to be an astronaut. I don't know, really.
Fly me to the moon.
You want a comic?
What a comic. Oh, definitely a musician.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I'd love to sing like McCartney and...
Yeah.
Dance like Michael Jackson.
Play an instrument?
My car, no.
Strong. Oh.
Yeah. I wish I did.
Eleanor, what profession other than your own would you like to attempt?
I would do music as well, really? Sing as well.
Yeah.
Right, this guy's
crushed those
Dom.
Comedy jams.
Back up with Dom. Oh, that was so much
yeah,
fun.
Yeah, you murdered it.
That was so
what'd
much
you sing
fun.
Again?
We built this city.
Yes. Oh, man. Brought it.
What's that, San Francisco group?
Starship. Just Starship.
Yeah.
No Jefferson.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
She left at that point, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Grace Slick, remember?
Grace Slick, great.
It's just way your time is gone. And
the dark hair.
Yeah.
I remember her.
White Rabbit, right?
What?
One bill makes you more, and the one bill makes you more. And the ones that mother gives you.
Right.
Remember that Stone song about taking the drugs in the morning? Mother's Little Helper.
Oh.
How's it go?
I go running for the shelter of a mother's little helper.
Yeah.
Check it out. It's funny.
I'm not good at the words, but I remember the song.
Yeah, melody.
I couldn't put the word.
Yeah, my brother Charlie.
What's the obsessed word for words?
Obsessed with the Rolling Stones.
What, they're still touring, aren't they?
Isn't that unbelievable?
Holy shit.
I was watching rehearsal the other day. They had it on TV.
What?
He's jumping around like he's like 25 years old.
Like 70-something?
80.
On something, yeah.
80? Wow. All
right, Dom, what profession would you not like to do?
Anything that involves work. I hate like waitering and serving people. Yeah.
Eleanor, what profession would you not like to do?
Peeling the napkins off of Dom's chest.
The napkin cum peeler, yeah.
Now you see me. I was all alone for that moment. How do you explain why I had...
Did it pull hairs after a while? Was it like a wax?
Yes, stop it.
And everybody just like...
It's like a chia pet.
You can't end a show like this.
All right, last question. If heaven exists, what would you like to hear God say when you arrive at the pearly gates?
You again. What did I tell you the first time?
Eleanor?
You've come the wrong way.
Brilliant. Tom Herrera, Eleanor Kerrigan. You guys are the best.
Thank you.
I love
you.
Thanks for making time.
Thank you, brother.
Dom will carry you down, okay?
Mm. When does this come out?
Next week.
Oh, can I plug dates?
Plug everything,
Shit.
I was going to put it all in the intro, but yeah, please.
I'm so bad at
plug
that.
Plug it. Plug it right now.
Okay.
I got a big gig.
I think about it.
It's your plug game.
I'm in Philly.
Dom, you got a Philly show when?
The Love, next Friday.
July 22nd.
Yeah.
At the Live Casino right in South Philly on Packer Avenue.
Holy shit.
Right near Chickie and Peace.
That's right.
Played it before?
No.
It's a mile from my mom's house. You should stop by.
1,000 people.
See her for Rose on.
1,000 people. Fuck yeah.
That's perfect.
He'll it's pack
like
it
big,
out.
But not big. Not too big.
He'll pack it out.
It's like South Philly. Don't come out for him.
That's
it's in Packer Park.
God. I wish
Packer
I was
Park?
Fucking going.
Packer Park.
Packer Park. Packer Park. Packer Park is, he calls it the suburbs of South Philly. It's not in the suburbs. Yeah. But
they build like extra rooms. They build.
There's a bridge that separates it. So that they have nicer houses and they don't let us in there.
Amazing.
But we go in there anyway. But
where you gonna be?
I'm in Poughkeepsie at Laugh It Up.
Yep.
The 21st, 27th with Dice.
Hell yeah.
And then the next weekend at the Comedy Club in Kansas City.
Hell yeah.
With Dice, but he's doing the early shows, I'm doing the late shows.
Awesome.
So if you can't get in to see Dice, you can come see me late night or whatever, 9:30. And then I'm at the Vancouver House of Comedy.
Yep.
Is that right?
Yep.
Vancouver House of Comedy, August 25th through the 28th.
Amazing.
Yeah.
And also next February, I have a one-nighter. Got to drive there.
Aren't you hosting a Bris in 2028?
Yes, Bris. Rabbi, is there a blessing for the Tsar?
A blessing for the God bless and keep the Tsar.
Yeah, I'm impressed you remember all the lyrics to that.
My God, I love that play. Fiddler. Him and I, during the pandemic, sat up and watched it on Turner Classic on the phone and just sang like two idiots.
Can I watch it with you guys? I don't think I've ever seen it.
Oh my God.
I've seen the musical.
Good.
I haven't seen the movie.
Movie's
like
great.
The live.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. My mom loves Turner Classic.
Me too. Let's go get something to eat. I'm starving.
All right, let's do it. I love you guys.
I got to feed this little animal.